This is Dr. Olivero dictating on Michael Snyder. The last name is S-C-H-N-E-I-D, like in Delta E-R, Michael. Michael Snyder. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old white male that has been following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage uh, 3B. Associated to nephrosclerosis, the comorbidities include the presence of increased body weight hyperlipidemia. We know that this patient has a diffuse arteriosclerotic process, has a history of coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft. The patient was placed back on Trulicity and has lost 9 pounds. And the laboratory workup that was done on July the 15th of 2024 it showed the presence of a serum creatinine that came to down to 1.7, a BUN of 35, and estimated GFR of 41. Interestingly, the albumin creatinine ratio is 3, and the protein creatinine ratio is 50 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number 2, the patient has obesity, has lost 9 pounds, the BMI is lower. The patient is advised to continue on a plant-based diet and low-protein diet and a restricted sodium and restricted fluid intake, no more than 40 ounces in 24 hours. Following number, the patient has a hyperuricemia and has developed a gouty attack in the grade, in the first metatarsal of the left foot. The uric acid that was taken on July the 15th was 9.5. The patient has aches and pains that are highly suggestive of uric acid deposition. We are going to start the patient on allopurinol, 300 milligrams on daily basis. Side effects were explained, period. I think that this patient is a candidate for the administration of Krystexxa. K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-A-X-A. Period. Following number, diabetes mellitus under control. Following number, polyosteoarthritis with the use of non-steroid and anti-inflammatories in the past, and at the present time he is using the topicals. Following number, BPH and tansulosin. Following number, the patient has a cholesterol of 169, HDL of 32, triglycerides 179, and LDL of 107. It's a remarkable improvement. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.